السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللَّهُمَّ فَقِّهْنَا فِي الدِّينِ. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And thank you for joining us today for Ar Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope you all are doing well and that inshallah you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, I would like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which alhamdulillah, we are continuing with Surah Al-Baqarah, starting from verse number 62 to 66, inshallah. And I'd like to start with the recitation. So if you all could open up your Qur'ans and follow along, inshallah, as we recite.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So inshallah, for this week, for theory, I wanted to go over a rule that I've brought up a few times in class. So inshallah, it should sound a little familiar, but we haven't officially had a chance to go over the actual ruling. So inshallah, we are just going to go over that. So the rule that we are learning this week is the rule of qalqala. So basically, qalqala means shaking or disturbance. And in tajweed, it means the bouncing or echoing of a sound of a letter when it has sukoon or when it is in a sakin state. So if the letter has sukoon or it is in a sakin state, then we will apply qalqala. And only a few letters in the Arabic language have qalqala. So not every letter has it. So as we learned a few of the rulings, there are just a few letters. So for tawassut, we have the letters lin umar. For the heavy letters, so similarly for qalqala, we only have 5 letters that have qalqala. So the letters of qalqala are qutub jad. So that is an easy way to remember, qutub jad. The letters separately are qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. So again, the mnemonic is kutub jad, and the letters are qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. So these are the five letters that have qalqala. So these letters will have qalqala when they are in a sakin state, meaning that these letters have a sukoon on top. So anytime you see these letters with sukoon, you will apply qalqala. And this also means sometimes if you are ending on a word, for example, if the word is kharaja and you are ending on kharaja, so you say kharaj. So this jim, even though it did have a fatha, because you are stopping, you are applying a sukoon. So this will also be an instance where you are applying qalqala because there is a sukoon when you stop on that jim. So like this, if there are letters that have harakats but you are stopping, you are applying sukoon, then they are also eligible for the qalqala ruling. So again, these letters, qutub jad, anytime they have sukoon or they're in a sakin state, you will apply qalqala. And again, qalqala is a bouncing or echoing of the sound. So for example, if I have the letter ba, ba is part of qutub jad, it is part of the letters that have qalqala. So if there is a ba with a sukoon in the word ab, for example, you can hear there is a bouncing sound, ab, ab. So there is that slight echoing. That basically is what qalqala is. So we also have the other letters, aqu, alpu, ab, aj, ad. So these are the letters of qalqala, and you can hear that there is a slight bouncing sound. So why are we applying qalqala here? The reason for this is that these letters have a makharij where there is no room for sound to escape. So for example, for qaf, we learned that this is the back of the tongue. So the tongue is pushed completely in the way of the throat. So if I say alq, alq, and you notice where your tongue is, it's completely pushed against the roof of your mouth. So this means that sound is unable to escape from the throat. And same for the other letters. So ba, for example. So we haven't learned the makharij of ba, but if you say ab, you note that the letter ba comes from the lips. So when I say ab, the lips are completely closed, meaning the sound is trapped in the mouth and there's no way for the sound to escape. So if we say any of these letters, it's as if we are saying the letters, but the sound isn't escaping. So none of the actual makharij of the letter is being used. So to distinguish the letter, qalqala is applied. So again, you can experiment on your own. If you try to say ab, but you make sure that your lips stay closed the whole time, it'll just sound like ab, ab, like there is no sound. So in order for you to distinguish that there is a letter here, qalqala is applied. So something very important to note, qalqala is a very slight bouncing sound. So the lips will open very slightly. If you open your mouth all of the way, it's as if you are applying a fatha, which is incorrect. So again, the rulings of qalqala are that the letter has to have sukoon. So if you apply the fatha, you are changing the sukoon to a haraka, which is incorrect. So for example, if I have the word ab, so I have bat with a sukoon. If I say ab and aba, these are two completely different words. So one has sukoon and one has a fatha. And I hope you can hear the difference there. So it's subtle, but there is a difference. Also, if I say aj and I say aja. So for one, I am having a very slight opening just for the qalqala. And for the other, I am opening my mouth very wide. And it's almost as if this is becoming a fatha. So that is something you have to be careful of when you apply a qalqala. You want to make sure that there is sound. So if I don't want to say ab, where the sound is completely gone, but I also don't want to change this to a fatha, so I don't want to say aba. So you want to make sure that the qalqala sound is very moderate. It's in between. So you are saying a little bit, there is an opening for the sound to escape, but it's not too big where it is turned into a fatha. And sometimes the meaning of the word can completely change if you change the sukoon to a haraka. So inshallah, that is something to keep in mind as we read. So that is the ruling of qalqala. Again, the letters of qalqala are qutub jad, qaf, ta, ba, jim, dal. And then if any of these letters have a sukun, you will apply qalqala with a very moderate, slight sound. So we don't want too much sound and we don't want to completely cut off the sound. So again, qalqala is a very moderate bouncing sound. So inshallah, that is the ruling for today. And inshallah, if we see any letters of qalqala, we can point them out inshallah. We have learned a few of the letters. We learned the letter qaf and ta. Both of these are letters of qalqala. Jim is also a letter of qalqala. So inshallah, this should be familiar for you. Now we just learned the rest of the letters that have qalqala. So again, there's only 5 qutub jad, and all of these letters, when we read them, should have qalqala applied. So keeping that in mind, let's start with the theory for this week, or the tajweed analysis for this week, starting from ayah number 62. So we start with innal ladhina amanu wal ladhina hadu. So I see here right away we have a lot of two count mad, and we want to make sure whenever we have two count mad, they are all the same length. So we don't want one mad to be too long or the other mad is too short. So inshallah, we want a consistent two count mad for all of these. So for example, in alladhina amanu walladhina hadu. So all of these are two count mad. So inshallah, we're going to read them all with a consistent two counts. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين. So here you can tell all of these are two count mad. In the word والنصارى, صاد is a permanently heavy letter, and we have the letter ra. Ra in this case is heavy. And then in الصابئين, again we have the letter صاد. صاد is permanently heavy. من آمن Noon has sukun, it is a letter of tawassut. Billahi wal-yawm al-akhir. So in al-yawm and al-akhir, we have the letter lam. So both of these are letters of tawassut, and so we are resting upon these. In al-akhiri, kha is heavy. Ra in this case is light. So we want to make that switch from heavy to light. Wal-yawm al-akhiri. Wa'amila. So here we have the letter ayn. Ayn is from the throat, so we want an a constriction sound. Saliha, so here we have the letter sa. Sa is permanently heavy. Ha is from the throat, so we want an airy sound. Saliha. Falahum, meem is a letter of tawassut. Ajruhum, meem is a letter of tawassut. And here I see that we have the letter jim. So jim here has sukun. As we learned today, we have the letters of qalqala, qutub jad. If any of these letters have a sukun, we apply qalqala. So here, I say ajruhum. There is that slight bouncing sound. Ajruhum. Inda rabbihim. Meem is a letter of tawassut. Wala khawfun. Kha is permanently heavy. Alayhim. Ayn is from the throat. Alayhim. Meem is a letter of tawassut. Wala hum. Meem is a letter of tawassut. Yahzanun, ha is from the throat, and we are ending on a 4-count mad. Wa idh akhadhna, so we are resting upon this, both of these dhal, because they have sukun. Mithaqakum, so here, very important to note, we have two letters that have very similar makharij. We have qaf and gaf. So we want to switch the makharij from upper palate, from the hard palate to the soft palate. And then we also want to make sure the qaf is heavy and gaf is light. Mithaqakum. So you should feel that your makharij is switching, and you should also know that qaf is heavy and gaf is light. Wa rafa'na. Ra in this case is heavy, and here we have the letter ayn. Ayn is a letter of tawassut, so we are applying tawassut, we are resting upon this ayn. Wa rafa'na fawqakumu. So here again we have qaf, which is heavy, and then gaf, which is light. فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ. Ta is a permanently heavy sound. Ra is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, ra is heavy. خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ. So here I see that squiggly line. This line is the sign of a mad. This is a 4-count mad, so we are pulling for 4 counts. أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. So here we have the letter qaf. Qaf is heavy. وَذْكُرُوا. We are resting upon the dhal. مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ. Ayn is from the throat, and meem is a letter of tawassut. تتقون. قاف is permanently heavy and we are ending on a 4-count mad.
ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك.
So here we have the letter عين. عين is from the throat and is also letter of توسط. So we are resting upon this عين.
فلولا فضل الله.
ضاد is a permanently heavy sound. So we are resting upon this ضاد and making it heavy.
الله.
So in the name of Allah, sometimes the لام is light, sometimes it is heavy. In this case, the Allah name is heavy.
وفلولا فضل الله عليكم.
عين is from the throat.
عليكم.
ميم is a letter of توسط.
ورحمته.
را in this case is heavy. حاء is from the throat.
لكنتم من الخاسرين.
لام is a letter of توسط. خا is permanently heavy sound. را again is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, را is light.
الخاسرين.
And we are ending on a 4-count mud.
ولقد.
قاف is a permanently heavy sound. So we want a heavy back of the tongue should be raised. And then here we have another letter of قلقلة. We have the letter دال, which is part of قطب جد. And we see here دال has a سكون. So we have a slight bouncing sound, not enough to sound like a فتحة. So again, this is not ولقد. This is ولقد. So there is that slight bouncing sound.
علمتم.
عين is from the throat. ميم is a letter of توسط.
الذي نعتدو.
عين is a letter of توسط. So we are having a slight constriction of the throat.
منكم.
ميم is a letter of توسط.
في السبت.
So again, we have the letter of قلقلة. We have قطب جد. We have the letter باء. باء has a سكون. So there is a slight bouncing sound. So again, this is very slight. It is not fissabati, sabati. This is fissabati. So there is a very slight sound. So we don't want to pull this for too long.
فَقُلْنَا.
قَاف is a heavy letter. لَام is a letter of توسط.
لَهُمْ.
ميم is a letter of توسط.
كُنُوا قِرَدَةً.
قَاف is heavy. رَا in this case is heavy.
خَاسِئِينَ.
خَا is also a heavy letter.
خاسئين.
And we are ending on a 4-count med.
فجعلناها.
لام is a letter of توسط. عين is from the throat.
نكالا لما بين يديها.
So I see a lot of 2-count med in this beginning of the ayah. So inshallah, we want to make sure that every 2-count med is very consistent.
بين يديها وما خلفها.
So خا is heavy. لام is a letter of توسط.
وموعظةً.
So عين is from the throat. ظا is a heavy sound. It is part of خص ضغط الجلد.
للمتقين.
So قاف is a heavy sound. And we are ending on مد عارض للسكون. We are ending on a 4-count مد.
وما خلفها وموعظة للمتقين.
And there is also the letter نون with a سكون. So we are going to end with توسط. We are going to rest upon this noon. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Verses 62 to 66, inshallah. So just a quick review. Today we learned the letters of قلقلة. قلقلة is a very slight bouncing sound or echoing of the sound because the مخارج of قلقلة letters is usually a complete closure, meaning that sound can't escape. So in order to distinguish the letter, قلقلة is applied, a slight bouncing sound is applied. The letters of قلقلة are قطب جد, قاف, ضاء, باء, جيم, and دال. And again, قلقلة is very slight, meaning the lips will open a very small amount. We want to make sure we don't open it too much, otherwise the قلقلة, the سكون sound can turn into a فتح, which we want to avoid. So inshallah, that is just a few things to keep in mind. So next week, inshallah, we will go over a few more examples and I will point them out in the lesson so we can get a few more examples of what قلقلة looks like as we are reading. So with that, inshallah, I would like to conclude the tajweed portion of our class and we will move on to tafsir. So I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.